So imagine sifting through your junk email folder and seeing a message saying you've won a prize worth more than $200,000. Would you dismiss it as a hoax? Because that's what author Helen Garner did when she saw the email from Yale University. But you know, it wasn't a hoax, and she is the winner of the Wyndham Campbell Prize, the US's largest, or rather richest, literary award for her body of non-fiction writing. She joins us now. Firstly, congratulations, and I bet you're glad you looked in your junk mail folder that day.
Thanks. Thanks very much. Yeah, actually, it didn't tell me that I'd won the prize. So the initial email wasn't that kind of out there, although your version of it makes a better story, I guess.
What did it say?
I just said, oh, hello. Well, you know, it was formally expressed, saying, dear Mrs. Garner, would you please ring this number, or I've got some very good news for you, something I know you'll be very pleased to hear. And he said, please ring this. Send us your phone number. And I thought, oh, what the hell is this?
So, of course, you sent your number.
Definitely somebody's having me on. And I was about to sort of press, to just chuck it. And I thought, oh, maybe I better ring my publisher. So I phoned him up and I said, have you ever heard of the Wyndham Campbell Prize? Does it really exist? He said, yeah, of course. Haven't you heard of it? Oh, no, I didn't. So I sent the guy my number and he rang back before, I hit send and took two breaths and, then he was on the line. He phoned me up, told me this incredible news, which I still can't believe.
No, you must have fallen off your chair.
I did.
You've been a celebrated author at home for 40 years. What does this kind of international recognition mean to you?
Well, it's actually quite hard to say. I think what's most gratifying to me about it, though, is that it's for a body of non-fiction work. In Australia, my non-fiction never wins any prizes. It seems to strike prize juries. I think it causes dissent and torrid scenes.
Why do you think that's the case?
Oh, I don't know. It's I'm sure there are some people who've never forgiven me for the first stone 20 years ago, and I don't know. I puzzle over it. I think there's something I'm doing that gets up the noses of prize juries in Australia.
I can't leave that untouched, the first stone. You just said you think you're still paying for that. Do you think you are, really?
Oh, I don't know if I'm paying for it. I actually think there are some people who'll just never forgive me for it, because it was when I said things about a certain kind of feminism that I thought was repellent, and that caused a lot of what Annabelle Crabb calls the tin whistles of outrage to
yes.
be blown all over town.
Can you imagine? I've always wanted to ask you these questions. I'm just going to go there. Can you imagine if you'd written the first stone in this social media age, what would have happened now? Have you ever thought about the difference in the response? Because it was kind of a non-viral response then. It was like, through the sort of traditional media. What would have happened now? You would have been completely trolled.
I would have been flayed alive. But, in the terms of the day, I was flayed alive in the old-fashioned way. It was, one of the worst experiences of my life. And, in fact, if you don't mind, I'd prefer not to go on about it now.
Fair enough. I can move on. I'm capable
get over
of that.
It, yeah.
You've said that being recognised for non-fiction is particularly sweet because of that heavy toll. Does this award, though, make that sacrifice worth it?
The sacrifice, you mean of moving from fiction or just a...
Of just dealing with the backlash, yeah.
I'm staggered that I've got this prize. I'm stunned. I'd never heard of the prize. It's one of those incredible American awards that are just dealt with amazing discretion. There's no shortlist published. It's just one day they just say, okay, here's the, these people have scraped together this money over many years and endowed this prize, and this year it's going to X, Y, and Z, and there's nine of them across the range of genres and types of literature, and I'm just flabbergasted by it. I really don't know what to say. I never thought such a thing would happen, and it's not because it's a lot of money, which it is,
it is.
That kind of doubles my astonishment, but I didn't know anybody read my stuff there, So it's very hard to know what to say about this. They told me last week I got the email, and they told me And they said, no, you're not allowed to tell anybody. We're not announcing it till the 1st of March. And so I thought, oh, I can't tell anyone. I can't tell anyone. And so I sort of forced myself to forget about it. And when I woke up this morning, I go, oh.
I just love that you are mostly stoked that they're reading your stuff. What kind of freedom does the money give you, though? I mean, you know, when you're an author and someone, I think it's 207,000 100,000, like 207, that's a lot of money. What do you do with it?
A lot of money. Well, I mean, I'm in a position where I'll be able to give some of it away. I'm old now, and I've been working for a hell of a long time. And it's sort of ironic in a sense that you get a big prize when you're in your 70s.
Yeah.
You know, I look back and I think, God, there were some years when this would have saved me from... having to write 10,000 film reviews or something like that.
If only you could go back in time and give yourself the money.
Well, I would never want to go back in time. That is the worst thing I could ever think of in any area of life.
Okay, I will not make you think of it any longer.
Please don't.
Congratulations again.
Thank
Very
you.
Well
Thanks
deserved.
So much.
Thank you so much. And that's Helen Garner, the winner of the Wyndham Campbell Prize, which I hadn't heard of either. So I'm so glad she just revealed that she hadn't heard of it when she found out. This prize, overseen by Yale University, meant that she was going to get over $200,000 for a body of work. Her next book is a collection of short nonfiction called Everywhere I Look, and it will be released next month. After 7 tonight, one of Europe's migration flashpoints, the French port city of Calais, is flaring again. We'll bring you the latest after the ABC News at 7.